We've got the team together with the opinion and selections. Let's get it started. RSN 927's Saturday panel.
The panel has assembled at 4 minutes after eight. Dean Lester, Brendan Delaney, David Gately and Nick Quinn to preview Pakenham Cup Day. And what a good race it is. A terrific race, the Pakenham Cup. And some support races that certainly have some depth and some competitiveness to them. And Dean Lester joins us as the head of the panel. Good morning, Dino.
Yeah, good morning, Warren. Looking forward to City racing at Pakenham. Not quite City prize money for a lot of the races, but City class racing, that's for sure.
Now, you bring up a point. It struck me when I was going through the fields when the acceptances were out. I think there's five races that are under $100,000 prize money and a couple that are on $100,000. So if we're going to run the Saturday feature race meetings at provincial venues, and Pakenham's on the fringe of the city, I'm sure there'd be a reason for it. But and a couple of other people I've spoken to were struck by the fact that there's a number of races that are almost just over midweek prize money. We're used to the benchmark 70 or 78 sneaking in on the card, but there's a few of them today.
Yeah, there is a few of them, and you know, the apprentice riders are using their metropolitan claims, so it's deemed a metropolitan meeting, and that's how it's framed. It's a shame that they didn't probably match it in a few of the races, but Cup's still terrific money, and the feature races have been well catered for.
David Gately also joins us. Good morning to you, Gator. Not a lot to say, Gator. He's a quiet man at times, Brendan Delaney, but when he does speak, Gator, it's worth listening to. How are you, Brendan?
Very well, thank you, Warren. Lovely morning out there this morning, and looking forward to a good day out at Pakenham.
And your hometown Werribee Cup Day tomorrow. You must be looking forward to that.
Yes, looking forward to getting back to the local cup. The young fella gets to his first one this year, so hopefully he can start a bit of a roll.
Well, and he'll be heading to Swan Hill, no doubt, during the middle of next year also, and starting a tradition. Nick Quinn from the TAB joins us. Quinny, first question, a meeting like Pakenham as opposed to meetings at Flemington and Caulfield and the like, what's the early activity like on this meeting?
It's been interesting, Warren, because normally with the big days on a Saturday at Flemington, we see some money for several runners in several races. It hasn't been the case here. There's been four runners that have been really well targeted, and apart from that, some of the races are a little quiet at this stage.
So the overall activity just down a little bit?
A fraction, yeah. So obviously, it's funny, whenever there's racing at Flemington and Caulfield, they always seem to attract the most amount of money, and the other days it is dependent on the quality of the favourites, and if there's some well-backed favourites early and the bookies put up a bit of an over, that certainly does lead to a spike in sales.
We'll get to it race by race as we get through, but the horses that they've been honing in on early, who would they be if someone wants to try and take an early multi before they perhaps try and trim in shorter?
Well, Odeon's been really well supported in race number 5, hopefully can get the job done. The best backed runner on the program is Secret Blaze in the feature, the Pakenham Cup, and punters looking to bounce the ball with That Girl and also Neighbourhood. So they're the four runners that have been popular at this early stage.
Just some technical issues. It's not an embargo on Gator. I think there's just some technical issues with the lines into the studio at this stage. So we'll certainly track Gator down at some stage and get him to air. But at this stage, we don't have the services of David Gately, Dino. So we'll kick off with your thoughts on, first of all, how you think the first race will be run when we get the market from Quinny shortly. The scratchings are numbers 5 and 9 in race 1. Quinny, is this one of the races where the punters are treading a bit warily, or are there some solid activity here?
This has been one of the races where the favourite has attracted early support, with That Girl 310 into 240 and holding about 85% of the early money. Star Surprise a 550 second elect. Our Free Spirit is the second best backed runner in the race, also at 550. Exquisite Beauty 9.50, Champagne Boom 10, Lucifer's Reward 11, Palmy 11, but the money continues for the well-backed favourite number 10, That Girl.
While we're on Gator Watch, Dino, how do you think the first might be run?
I think, Warren, that probably the speed here comes from... Well, I thought Ponga would probably lead, but listening to Jason Warren yesterday say they were going to ride it a bit quieter, back to 1,000 metres, but the likes of Our Free Spirit, That Girl, Lucifer's Reward won't be far away. But, yeah, not a clear-cut map for me now.
Before we get your thoughts, we will welcome in David Gately, who will call off the search party. We found you, Gator. Good morning.
Yeah, no, I'm used to being muted. It's a long-time problem here. And very good morning to all. Yeah, it's a strong little card. Looking forward to it.
What races are you most looking forward to? And you'll never be muted by us, Gator. We welcome your input. You know that.
I just spoke to your gun producer offline there. Neil Donnelly just told me that they gave Dino my line. So that makes perfect sense after last week's tipping compared to mine. As for the races, obviously you know, the Cup itself's a ripper, isn't it? Because we saw what Secret Blaze did last week. And it brings that South Australian Derby form through Mr. Quickie. There are some up-and-comers, and we'll get to that girl shortly in the first. But the Cup deserves to be the feature, I think.
Dino, you've given us an outline on how you think the first might be run. What are your thoughts on how it might wind up?
I'm thinking, Warren, that number two, Star Surprise, can run well fresh. I think he's a horse that's very consistent and he's trialled up quite nicely. 10, that girl's the obvious. She was very good beating a smart horse in Ghana on debut, who resumes here. She's trialled nicely at Mowi. I thought Exquisite Beauty trialled well at Avoca recently, could run a race fresh. And 4, Champagne Boom, who was a little bit below its form last time in. Another one that's jumped out okay. So I'm looking to the first up runners, and I'm going 2, 10, 11 and 4.
A lot of different form lines and some good form lines coming together here. Gator, how are you seeing the first?
Yeah, look, I've lent to that girl Overstar Surprise, but look, I had trouble with it. Obviously, 2.40 into 2.15 on debut, went back last and raced straight by a pretty smart one in Ghana. Won, you know, pretty much untouched, ran good time. Racing jump out looked good to me. So listening to Philip Stokes during the week, never get a huge boost of confidence from Philip, but I think he's got a smart one here. Star Surprise resumes, drifted back in a jump out, was a bit keen, went through the line nicely, hung badly on debut, cost himself a win and defied the pattern to win the Dechuca. And then obviously that Caulfield form strong through can't be done. I think the main two, Lucifer's Roar is very genuine. Going his third to Ghana, he's obviously in the game somewhere. And Exquisite Beauty also agree, yeah, jumped out well and some good form on. So I'm 10-2-1 and 11 the first.
Managed to get hold of Phil just before the 8 o'clock news update, and that girl was his best of the day, and he was warming to her chances, Gator. So that might fill you with a little bit of confidence, although yeah, we do know that you're certainly keen to make your own opinion. Brendan, how are you seeing the first?
With number 10, that girl, Warren, thought the debut run was very good. Just love the way she dropped Ghana there at Morfettville back in June. The jump out was good at Mowi. Star Surprise had a really consistent first preparation with the form there around Can't Be Done, then just had an off day against Bivouac there in the vein. 11, Exquisite Beauty, really liked the jump out at Avoca off the back of the maiden win at Mowi. And I was hoping they were going to let Ponga run back to 1,000 metres, but I think he's got a little bit of ability there. The quiet ride, not sure how he's going to cope with that, but we'll stick with him there for fourth anyway. I think he can be boxing on at the end anyway. 10-2, 11 and 6.
10-2, 11 and 6 from Brendan, and those numbers, 10 and 2, certainly pretty high in the thoughts of the boys. I'm with 10, that girl also. We had a 1, Lucifer's Reward, 11, Exquisite Beauty, and 2, Star Surprise. 10, 1, 11 and 2 for me. In the first, a really competitive race, the 3-year-olds benchmark 70 level over 1,000 metres for the prize money of $80,000 at Pakenham on Saturday. Race 2's over 1,600 metres, a benchmark 70. We take out numbers 5 and 11. Field of 12 to face the starter here. Quinny, how's the market look?
Money for two runners here, numbers 2 and 6. The two right your name has been 360 into 290, the market leader at that quote. And number 6, Cape Richards, back from 13 into 7 and now a $6 chance following the deductions with Bondiga coming out. So they've been the two early movers. The other runners include Eureka Street, who's a $5.50 chance. There's been a little bit of money around for the 12, Approach Discreet at $9.50 and Honourable Mention at 12. But overall, Write Your Name and Cape Richards, the two popular picks in the second.
How does the map look in the second, Gator?
Look, I had a bit of trouble finding a natural leader. What I found was 6 of them that can, you may want to settle in the first 3. Now, that's mathematically difficult. So what it can do is sort of generate a little bit of speed. That's sort of inverted commas false speed, isn't it? So those numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 13, 14, yeah, can all posse up. So, you know, even though it doesn't look a natural lead, I think the race can be truly run.
How'd you sort them out?
Again, with difficulty. Look, I landed on Approach Discreet after the scratching of Battle Camp. He just ended up too far back fresh in that Battle Camp race. He made ground against the pattern of the day. He did win well his only other second up run and gets to 1,600. So, look, it won't be a big play race, but I think at that price I could be entertained for an interest. Write Your Name, beat a handy one, Heavenly Emperor Fresh, then gave his all at Lakeside. That's that Battle Camp race as well, so sort of hoping it's the right form. 1,600 metres first time is an unknown. McCleary had the right run, won that race. and Kate Richards resumes, had backing and arguably unlucky fresh last time in one of these similar sort of races. So 12, 2, 10, 6.
It's an unknown because we haven't seen him race in the gear, but write your name, you're referenced out to 1,600 metres, inside draw with the blinkers on. How do you rationalise that when you're doing the form?
Well, I basically trust the stable. They know what they're doing. I mean, stepping up a trip with blinkers on, you know, it seems to be not an issue for me doing form, you know, unless the horse can over-race fiercely. He doesn't seem that sort of gallop. I wouldn't have it as a major concern.
How do you see the second, Brendan?
I'm going to go with Kate Richard here, number six. He's back off a short spell. His last run was on the 13th of September when he got out over to a staying trip there at Swan Hill. He raced through around that 2,000 metres for the bulk of his last preparation. He's got a good record at 1,600 metres. He hasn't been beaten far in his last couple of fresh runs, and I really liked his jump out at Seymour recently, the way he just truck to the line down the outside.
It's about as good as you see a Paddy Payne horse jumping.
Yeah, for sure. Paddy had a few trial jump out that day. They've all since gone on to run well since Rubisaki, one of those last week. Eureka Street, I'm putting in for second. Been a long time since he won, but I thought both runs his preparation have been really good at Cranbourne and Sandown. Approach Discreet, just got a fair bit, got a long way back, in fact, at Sandown last time out, but we know he's a horse that's got plenty of ability in the wide open spaces of Paddy. And will suit him. Just going to be a question for him of how fast they roll along. And then write your name. Blinkers going out to 1,600, has a 61 to deal with. Was beaten third up last preparation after running well in his first two runs in the prep, albeit on a heavy track. So just a little question mark for him. 6, 7, 12 and 2 for me.
Dino, before we get your thoughts, and I suppose it can be individual for each horse, but your assessment of write your name out to this distance and the blinkers going on from the inside draw, how do you see him first of all?
Yeah, I just think the distance is the biggest challenge for him, but obviously Archie Alexander thinks it's the right time to put the blinkers on, so I've got no real problem with that. But just whether he'll run the trip or not, that'll be the query. And for that reason, I like Kate Richards also. I think probably 2,100 finds him out, and I think his best form's around the 1,600-1,700. I love that jump out recently at Seymour. He went to the line beautifully, and I think he's a great each-way chance here. Eureka Street's going well for the new stable. Two runs have been excellent, and he can run well again. Two, write your name. I think he'll get a very cheap run and give himself every chance to run the trip. And if he does, he's going to be very effective. And 10, McCleary off that win last start. But I thought Kate Richards was one of the better each-way bets of the day. 6, 7, 2 and 10.
Yeah, I agree. I love that jump out at Seymour recently. And he's cost himself at times. He hasn't had a lot of luck. But I know he wasn't under race day pressure. But, gee, he looked nice and tractable and moved beautifully in that jump out at Seymour. Race 2, I'm with 6 ahead of 2. 7 and 10. Race 3 is a benchmark 78 for the fillies and mares over 1,400 metres. We take out numbers 8 and 11. EJ, the strike rate trainer in Victoria at the moment, saddling up Neighbourhood. How's the market looking, Quinny?
And the strike rate could have been a little better last night if not beaten in the photo finish in the lucky last on the program. But Neighbourhood has been clearly the best backed runner here. It was a $4.60 chance when markets opened. There have been deductions along the way, but now heads the market at $2.70 and holds about 70% of the investment on race number 3. The Stylist a $3.50 second election in Tico at 4. There's been a little bit of money each way for the 4 Great Duchess, who's been as much as 13 into 9. Lady of Cribilli, a $13 chance, but Neighbourhood very well supported in the third.
How do they look like running this, Brendan?
Gentico will be pressing forward, you'd think, from barrier one, Simply Dreaming from a middle draw, and the Stylist will be coming across from a wide draw. I think it might end up between Gentico and the Stylist, the two that might be sharing the lead early.
Generate what you think would be a reasonable speed?
Hopefully it's enough speed for Neighbourhood to get over the top of them. Really liked her return at Sandown. She got a long way back. She hit the line well. She really ran through the line strongly. Her two starts at 1,400 metres, both at Flemington, and both behind quality horses, beaten a length behind Fidelia and then took a rails run and was beaten 2.5 behind Fabric before stepping out to the mile at the back end of last preparation. If they go fast enough, I think she'll be too good and be charging over the top. 10 in for second, the Stylist. She come through some weaker races early this preparation, but I just love the way she's been going to the lead and controlling the races, and you don't have to go back too far to find her come through that Fidelia race there at Flemington, where she gave a great account of herself, racing well out of her rating back there in May. One Gentico comes back from the run in the summer at Sandown. The wins in Adelaide were very good prior to that, and the claims a big help, and then four Great Duchess. I think it'll be better for the first up run, and then out to 1400 metres, where she's placed on two of her three tries at the trip. 7, 10, 1, and 4.
How are you seeing race three, Dean?
I'm with Neighbourhood also, Warren. I think that's the right form line. She was good first up, and that second up run was really solid behind Fidelia. That's the same form that the Stylist comes through. I think they're the two better chances. I'm going 7 from 10. One, Gentico, she's down in grade off the Summon Stakes. She'll be up on the speed with the claim, and I've put in 12, Indiana Lily, who I thought was in a very winnable race on Wednesday, and scratch from that, put her in next best. But I'm with Neighbourhood here also, 7, 10, 1, 12.
Not from a punting point of view, but are you heading out to Pakenham today to see your old girlfriend Tranquil Miss get back to the races?
No, I'll just watch her from afar, but looking forward to seeing her back in action.
Have you missed her?
For another... Yeah, I have, of course. She hasn't been around for a fair few weeks, so looking forward to seeing her back in action, the old eight-year-old girl.
Yeah, I'm glad the trial separation's ended with Tranquil Miss and Dino back at the races. Race three, Gator, how are you seeing it?
Yeah, look, same hymn book here. Neighbourhood beat the males fresh. She carried weight doing it. The second to Fidelia at start two in the first prep, and then made really nice ground on another smart one in Fabric. I think Ord Brian Earle was second in that race as well. Gentico, two strong on-pace wins this prep, is right on the heels of the place getters in the Summon Stakes, so they all were. However, she's won 4 of 7 if you delete stakes races. The Stylist obviously brings in the same form line off two outstanding wins and 2.5 kilo swing on Neighbourhood from their clash at Flemington behind Fidelia, so easy to like. And Indiana Lily found the line nicely fresh and was only 3 lengths off Widgie Turf one day, so it's probably good enough as well for a 78. Not a bad race, is it? 7, 1, 10, 12.
Well, I'm very similar to you, Gator. I think 7 and 10 are probably the key runners primarily for me. I'm with 7, Neighbourhood to win again ahead of 10, the Stylist. 12 Indiana Lily certainly suited with this race second up, and 1 Gentico down in grade from that most recent run with the claim. 7, 10, 12 and 1 for me in race 3. Race 4, benchmark 78 over 2,000 metres. We take out numbers 2, 6 and 8. And there's been a lot of talk during the week, Quinny, for number 13, Lynch Mob. How's the market looking here?
Yeah, this is the horse that Michael Sharkey would not hear of Lynch Mob not winning, declared it an absolute moral. So good luck to the Shark and his legion of followers, and has been well supported, 550 into 460 on the back of support since the scratchings, and is the second best backed runner in the race. The favourite, number 9, Midas Prince, who's a $4.20 chance. The market move at number 12, Annunciate, who's been as much as 13. There have been deductions along the way, but back from 650 into 440 since the market was reposted. And I do anticipate the way the money is coming for the 12, Annunciate will jump favourite. We've got Novatia, a $7.50 chance. Diplomat Jack at 9. Then Double Figures, Orbit of the Rest, headed by Rockerell. But the best backed runner is the 12, Annunciate, ahead of the 13, Lynch Mob.
So a really competitive market with a few dynamics.
Absolutely, yeah. The top three in the market have all been supported at various stages, but the money has been late last night and today for the second elect, Annunciate.
There could be a Lynch Mob out after Shark if he doesn't win this race. Do you know what sort of a run's he likely to get?
Warren, I'm expecting that he'll probably be off midfield or in the back three or four, really. But I thought that mattered. Kick up from the inside, Midas Prince, Annunciate, Silent Warrior maybe might roll forward. But yeah, Lynch Mob will be a fair way back.
Would that generate a reasonable speed to your eye?
Oh, I think so. They've only got that short run to that first dog leg turn, and then they've got that long run down the back. So once they sort themselves out, but I would think it'd be an even speed at least.
How are you lining them up?
Yeah, I like Lynch Mob. I thought he was a good chance, and then the two Waller horses came out, and he's now a super chance. I think he'll be very hard to beat. I'm with him to beat 9, Midas Prince, who's having a real breakout preparation. He's just so consistent and gets a good run again. 10, Novatia, which is very hard to line up, back with Jared Robinson. She's sort of flips between the Pat Carey and Jared Robinson stable. Now back with Jared, and that run in the Cranbourne Cup 3 starts back puts her right in a race like this. And Rick Carroll ran quite well first up, will be fitter for that run, gets the claim for Fred Kersley. But now I'm with the Shark here. I think Lynch Mob's a great winning chance. 13, 9, 10 and 4.
How are you seeing the Sharks' assessment of this race, Gator?
Well, their words I don't often string together. But things like, I can see where Michael's coming from. That doesn't come out of my mouth all that often. But I think he's probably put it this way, he's a serious winning hope.
You know he'll want that recorded.
No, it won't stand up in court either. But he did enough for Lynch Mob. He was the best closer last week. He was on the heels of Midas Prince, and that easily ties in with all these other horses, Midas Prince and Annunciate. So, and he's probably on the up this prep as well, where the others perhaps less so. So I've got him third pick. It's a pretty strong case. I think Annunciate, the one that just went up the wrong price tab. I think they were $13 Wednesday. A couple of key scratchings, obviously. But he took over a long way from home. Geelong was no late by Midas Prince. Then saved for one run at the Valley last time at 2000, and he was a bit too strong. He gets way down in the weights here on a track he likes. Midas Prince has this great will to win, and that was evident beating Annunciate before a wide, good effort at Flemington. He had the big weight again last time, and he looked gone at the 200, but he just keeps fighting all the way to the line. He's a ripper. And outside of those, Diplomatic Jack had the race shape against him last time, and he now the way this market's shuffled, he might now be the one that's sort of a bit of over. So 12, 9, 13, 11.
How are you seeing it, Brendan?
I'm just going to have a little bit each way on Nivasha in this one. She goes back to the Jared Robertson stable. She's run well for Jared before. She was outclassed in a couple of her runs at Flemington in the Matriarch and the Empire Rose. But if you go back to her runs prior to that, Cranbourne Cup run was exceptional on a day where it was hard to make ground. She did have 54 on that occasion, and then she sat close to the speed at Moonee Valley and ran well the start prior to that. She's been beaten 2.5 lengths back in Philly's grade at Group 2 level. If she can recapture some of that Cranbourne form, I think she'll give you a good shout in this to beat number 9 Midas Prince. He'll be up close to the tempo. I just love the way he's digging in late on in his races of late. Lynch Mob got to the line well at Sandown, placed in 2 or 4 third up, and then Morton Platoon, he's having his, well, it depends what way you look at it, either his fourth run back off a long break or his third run back off of having a short spell. He didn't have the best of luck at Ballarat. He was sticking it out okay at the back end of the 1600 last time, and he steps out to the 2000 today. Might be a little blowout there for the first fours, 10, 9, 13 and 5.
I'm with 13 Lynch Mob. I just thought with two runs under the belt that could be a nice opportunity for him to peak, and he was good, arguably, against the pattern last start. 13 ahead of 9, 11 and 10 for me. Dino, before we take a break, Annunciate's been mentioned in the run-through here, and Tom Stockdale being very well managed before getting to the Metropolitan level. How do you see his progression now that he's been tested in the Big Smoke?
Yeah, no, he's going along well. He's got a few winners on the board in town, and he's going along very nicely. And, he's had a couple of setbacks along the way with injuries, but the ability's there, and it's only a matter of time that I think he'll really break out in the metropolitan area.
And sometimes we can put a bit too much pressure on these kids, and there it can be a bit keen to get to town. So you'd outlined that some of it might have been injury in force, but he's certainly honed his skills on the provincial circuit before getting to the metropolitan circuit.
Yeah, he's done plenty of riding and very much experience for a young man. He's got a lot of rides under his belt now.
And on the provincial circuit at the moment, just before we take that break, touch on a couple of riders. Just great to see Will Price win the Mount Gambier Cup. His first rides in South Australia yesterday. We know Campbell Rawilla's got the St Arnold Cup under his belt, and Will Price taking out the Mount Gambier Cup. He's certainly riding as to my idea, you know, a rider much more mature and stronger and experienced than his years of riding.
Yeah, I think it might have been about his second winner at Mornington, and you were working for racing.com and you mentioned it, how stylish he is. He really rides well, and he thinks his way through a race yesterday, because he was bustled around at about the 800 yesterday, and he just worked it out beautifully. And he's a really good young rider, Will Price.
Opinion and selections for today's Melbourne racing. RSN 927's Saturday panel.
Saturday panels working their way through Pakenham Cup Day. The first four races are down. We're up to race 5 on the card. We're on a good 4-rated track with the rail in the true position. And race 5 is an open handicap over 1,600 metres. It's clear of scratchings with 10 runners to face the starter. Quinny, how's the market looking?
The money continues for the toppy and well-backed favourite, Odeon, who's been 440 into as short as 270, back out slightly to 280. Bets along the way include 10,000 at 320 and 5,000 at 440. Odeon holds about 87% of the money in this race and hopefully can break through for a long overdue victory. Travi, my friend, a 550 second elect, Heptagon 6, Brown Ben also at 6, El Passam 10, Torgerson 13, but the money continues for the toppy and favourite, Odeon.
Gator, how are you seeing the tempo here?
Yeah, pretty easy, Matt, to draw this one. You think El Passam leads Odeon. Travi, my friend, probably comes over, or posies up at least, with the four Heptagon. So I don't think there were too many surprises on the map there.
Simon Zara was hoping that today could be the day with Odeon probably finding the most suitable assignment he's had in recent times. How do you see it?
Yeah, I summed it up pretty much the same way. Look, whenever they haven't won for a number of years, there's generally a reason for it. But he's certainly well placed here. He was beaten under a length race weight for eight, as we saw, across the line with Hey Doc. Obviously went to Perth and won a Group 1 there in fast time. A sound third, fifth in a Golden Mile, Sendik second up last prep. And he has one second up. So, look, there are a lot of ticks. It's just a matter of, whether he gets the upper hand, over El Passam at the 200 and goes on with it or waits for him. There's a way to find out. El Passam, back to his tough best last time. Heptagon pipped with a big weight in the Peninsula Cup, then close up third to El Passam last time and had the little 3 weeks between runs there. Meets him a kilo worse today. And Torgerson, another non-winner. It's got too far back around the tight track at Ararat. He's probably about ready if his name was something else. 1, 2, 4, 5.
The blinkers on Torgerson, hoping that might spark some winning form. A few of them trying to get back in winning form here and some with good winning form. Brendan, how do you see it?
I'm going to go with the one that probably should have won the Kilmore Cup at Seymour. You called it a bit of a reunion of the Kilmore Cup. And
And Odeon's the gatecrasher.
Yeah, I think Brown Ben probably should have beaten him. But if he gets the luck at the top of the straight, just got held up at a vital stage here at Seymour. I thought he's worked through the line as good. He's been racing well through Country Cup level around South Australia, Balaclava and Murray Bridge. If there's enough tempo on, I think he can be the one charging down the outside to beat Odeon. Odeon and I don't really get along, but he was good fresh in the Heffernan, and the claim for Tom Stockdale's a massive plus for him. Going to throw Thundercloud in for third, number 10. He was terrible at Ballarat fresh. The blinkers go on. Second up last preparation, he beat Antar. He's got a good record at the trip. I just think with the blinkers going on, he can turn it around here second up and be a little bit of a factor. And then Travi, my friend, who just runs well in whatever race they throw him in, he's never far away. 9, 1, 10 and 6.
Yeah, he continues to run well. He's having a long campaign, Travi, my friend. But, her horses always present very well, Rachel Frost, and she must do a good job preparing them now from that Mornington Peninsula base. Dino, how are you seeing race 5 over the 1600?
Yeah, I'll be seeing it. I don't know if I'll be betting in it, Warren, but I'm tipping Odeon. I think he ran well enough first up, and I think he could probably make his own luck here, and I think you put him in that Kilmore Cup race, he'd have been very hard to beat, and that's what he's got to beat here. I agree with Brendan. I think Brown Ben was the genuine hard luck story in the Kilmore Cup. He ran very well, and he'll run well again. Heptagon and El Passam come through the same race and also have chances, but not a race I'm that keen to get involved in. 1, 9, 4, and 2.
1, 9, 4, and 2 from Dino. On with one. Odeon, I just think he might lob into that lovely spot, and if he's going to win another race, he's not going to get many better opportunities. It's a lovely race for him. I'm with 1 ahead of 6, 5, and 9 in race 5. Race 6 over 1,200 metres, the David Burke Memorial, a family that's so entrenched in the Pakenham Racing Club and no doubt well represented out there today will be the Burke family. It's over 1,200 metres. It's an open handicap. We scratch numbers 2 and 11. How's the market looking in race 6, the first leg of the quaddie, Quinny?
The favourite a little bit soft at this stage. Number 6 More Than Exceeds, gone from 340 out to 380. The fourth best back runner in terms of investment. Heads the market now from the popular R. Luca, who's been 550 into 440 and is the best backed. Written Choice has attracted support, 5 into 460. We have Easy Beast, 550. Snitzcraft, 850. Schwaborder, 9. Oberland's had some support, 13 into 10. Overall, though, good betting race with our Luca, the punter's pick.
How do you see the tempo here, Brendan? There looks a few going forward at 1,200.
Across the right across the gate, Warren. They'll be running along in this. Easy Beast from Barrier 2 can go forward. Our Luca stepped a fraction slow at the Valley last time, but if he gets a start right, he'll be going on. Lucky Fish, More Than Exceed, Written Choice from deeper. And interesting to see what they do. Snitzcraft's also gone forward previous, but not sure from the wide gate if they'll be getting involved, but looks a good strong gallop.
How do you line them up?
I'm going to go with Schwaborder here, number 4. He hasn't raced since this meeting last year where he ran in the Gold Bully in the 1,400-metre race. First up for the Mar Eustace combination. His jump out was okay. Last preparation when he resumed, he was just found one better than him, and it was Miss Leonidas at Ballarat, and we've seen what she's gone on to do in the spring. She gave a great account of herself in much stronger races than this. He's got a terrific record at 1200 metres, I think, with the speed on. If he's back and ready to rock and roll, he might be able to finish over the top of them. Snitzcraft I'm putting in for second, number 1. Another one that's first up from a break, has a good record fresh, has won 2 of 6 figured in a couple of others around the placings. Last time he resumed, it was fourth in a Caulfield Village over the Cup Carnival of 2 years ago. I think he can run well here as well if he can just drop in back behind the speed. More Than Exceed has been racing well in Adelaide, just overdid it through the early part of the race down the straight at Flemington last time, and our Luca was fresh at Moonee Valley over the 9.55. He just got the start wrong there and really had to overdo it through the early part of the race, but with Tom Stockdale's claim, he gets in here with 53. He's won 2 of 3 at 1,200 metres. If the leaders are sticking on, he might be the best of them. 4-1-6-3.
4-1-6-3 in a race where there looks to be reasonable speed. How are you seeing the tempo here, Dean?
Yeah, I think the speed will be okay, Warren, and I'm going to go with the horse that'll be probably right in amongst that in our Luca. I thought his first up run was good, and as Brendan said, as long as he gets the start right, I think he'll race well. 53 and he's back, and a good record at the distance. He's mainly known as a 1,000-metre horse, but his 1,200-metre form is good, and he's just got that one run under his belt. More Than Exceed's been freshened up from Cup Week, can certainly run well. And two that Brenda mentioned, Snitzcraft first up and Schwaborder, I think are both competitive, but not an easy race with these horses off long breaks, but a slight leaning to our Luca. 3, 6, 1, and 4.
Gator, we'll get your thoughts here, but we've just asked to recap your numbers in race 5, which to my records are 1, 2, 4, and 5 from David Gately in race 5. Can you please provide confirmation?
Correct weight from you, Warren. As for race 6, look, I don't know if I'm missing something, but I concede Snitzcraft needs a very good T.A. Nugent ride from that awkward draw, and they'll need a plan. But the fence was off here last time, so look, I don't think it's a disaster drawing out a bit. He was off a freshen in the Matrice Stakes listed race in Adelaide. He won it. He beat Waging War. You know, that's form you can tone through Scales of Justice, Dala Sun. His previous fresh run, he wasn't on the track. He was beaten a length by Brave Song in a listed race. I think he crossed the line with Trekking, from memory. So he's big odds for a pretty good horse. So I'll tip him. More Than Exceed, just don't think he loved the straight track last time. And I thought he was probably ridden a bit pretty. I say that with respect. I think he's sort of best let roll. And that'll probably be the recipe today. It'd be hard to beat. Written Choice, kicked clear, fresh, nailed late by a bold star. Well, this second up form is good. He was beaten 3 lengths his one go at 1,200, though. The asterisk on that is he just didn't get a good ride that day. I think they got the tactics wrong. And now Luca, the other key hope, on speed. So one at the value, 6.93.
I think it's a really intriguing race with the good speed that's been outlined by the boys potentially on paper. But loved what our Luca did first up, and I'm with 3 ahead of 6, 1, and 7 in race 6. On the card, the David Burke Memorial at Pakenham over 1,200 metres. Race 7's the cup. We'll take the form here before we take a break and get stuck into the last couple of races. It's a full field in the cup over 2,500 metres at listed level. A race of $300,000. How's the market look, Quinny?
The money continues for number 8, the well-backed favourite Secret Blaze, who's been 350 into 230, is firmed again today from 250 into 230, and one of the better backed runners anywhere across the country today. Shepard now a $6 second elect. Karzoff at 7, Credence 7, Savio 10, Midterm 14, Valak 16, Runaway Best the Rest at 19, but Secret Blaze, the punter's pick in the feature.
Talking to Mike Moroney earlier, Dino, and referenced that when you see Runaway in a race, you just assume that it's going to be run at a reasonable tempo, and he said yes, but I just don't think he's been ripping the fields apart as he had done in previous campaigns. How do you see the tempo here?
Yeah, look, I still think he'll be part of it with Valak, and probably not a long run to that first turn at the 2500 start. So I think Runaway will be fairly definite in coming across. How fast he has to go to achieve that, we'll see. I thought Maracaybo from Barrier 1, Etta James, Midterm, all had tactical speed. So four of the inside five gates have got tactical speed and Runaway from out wide. So I think once they sort into it, spot, I don't think it'll be a breakneck speed. I think it'll just be an even speed.
Not a lot of Saturday racing at Pakenham. You referenced not a long run to the short term. So in that way, is a little bit similar to say Flemington, where they've got to sort of work early to try and find their spots before that first bend from the 2500 metre start?
Yeah, similar. It's more of a sweeping bend out of the straight, though. So, that's a bit more of a hook turn at Flemington. They sweep out of the bend and then get onto that long back straight. So, they can probably take their time a bit more. But, it has a similar dynamic.
How are you lining them up in the cup?
I've tipped Secret Blaze. I think he's probably a little bit overbet at the price he is. But he was good last week. He's backing up fairly quickly from a solid gallop, but he ran well, winning the Galilee final at 2,400 metres. And then he was, pretty good in the South Australian Derby at the end of a long preparation when he tried 2,500 metres. I'm with him to beat Chapada, who was at weight for age last start, and I thought ran well, back to a handicap. He's only got the one win, but I think he's contested a lot of good races, and he's well up to winning a race like this. I think Karzoff certainly can run well. I thought his Ballarat Cup run was full of merit, and Credence, who's got the miles in his legs. He's run over the 2800 on Cup Day and the 2600 at Ballarat. He's hard fit, and I think he's going well. But slight leaning to Secret Blaze, 8-4-1-9.
8-4-1-9 in the Cup from Dino. What are your numbers in the Cup? How are you seeing it, Gator?
Yeah, look, I just leant to Chapada at the price over Secret Blaze. Of course, they clashed in the South Australian Derby. Chapada beat Secret Blaze clearly. The asterisk on that is Secret Blaze has come back in terrific shape, and I thought it was an excellent win last week. Wide, long way from home. Rupture, who was flying, had it back, and he still beat it. So, all honours winner there. So, I think they're probably the main two, given they were just off Mr. Quickie in that race. But Chapada's just simply a much better price. So 4/8 for that reason. 9 Credence, Chase Shared Ambition twice. We're loving that form. And then beat another promising one at Ballarat in Defibrillate. So it's in the game as well. And Karzoff, can he give these up-and-comers in carry 60 and beat them? Don't know. Fourth pick. 4/8/9/1
from Gator in the Cup. Brendan?
With Chapada having his fifth run back, I thought he was far from disgraced at weight for age level behind Southern France at Sandown last time. I think he can get a nice run around centre field and be strong late to beat number one Karzoff. He's got to give them weight, but he made a long sustained chase there at Ballarat last time on a day where it wasn't ideal making ground unless you're very wide on the track, and I thought he was really good there. 8 Secret Blaze, really brave at Moonee Valley last week. Baron Vorster really lifted him up late to get up back underneath of Rupture and beat him. Gets 2 kilos off his back today. We know he'll get the trip. And 9 Credence, just racing really consistently. Won well at Ballarat, gave a good account of himself behind Shared Ambition on a couple of occasions. He'll be there late, 4/1/8/9.
For me, in the Cup, gee, I think it's held up well. It's a really competitive race. Some different form lines coming together. I'm tipping Chapada. Chapada and Odeon to win on the same day for me. How am I going? I'm with 4 Chapada ahead of 8/1/3 in the Cup.
Opinion and selections for today's Melbourne racing. RSN 927's Saturday panel.
Dean Lester, David Gately, Brendan Delaney and Nick Quinn. joining me, Warren Huntley, on that panel, working our way through the Pakenham meeting, Saturday feature meeting on their Cup Day. Two races to go, and race eight on the card is the Vobis Gold Bullion over 1,400 metres. Only scratching is number 13, River Jewel. It's of 150,000 set weights and penalties. Widgie Turf with 103 rating there at the top of the weights with 61 kilos. How's the market look, Quinny?
There's been no deductions with that single scratching, so the market has changed a little bit because we've got four firmers at the top of the market and the other runners have all drifted. Widgie Turf 420 into 380, Yulong January 480 into 4, including bets of 1,000 at 480 and 1,500 at 460. Never Again 8 into 7. Ruben Blur's been 13 into 750. So they've been the four firmers and the four that punters are warming to early. The other runners have been a little bit soft. Turn the Tide's been 850 out to 10. Galaxy Raid at 750 out to 10. Ken's Dream, an $11 chance, has been one at double figure odds that's had support. Amadeus 17. Casio's been 11 out to 19. Sam Slick's been 18 out to 19. So punters warming to a few at the top of the market, with Yulong January the best back just ahead of Widgie Turf. At longer odds, there has been support for the two Ken's Dream.
It's been a bit of a banner horse for these Vobis Gold races in recent times, Widgie Turf. Brendan, how do you see the sort of run he might get today?
He'll be back in the second half of the field, or midfield at least, you would think. I don't think they'll be pressing on again like they did at Sandown last time in the race won by Goldfields. I think he'll be in the second half of the field and he's been able to overcome slower tempos earlier. But Yulong January, I think, will be the one from the wide draw coming across. Think Blue Never Again might hold up from low draws. Amadeus Casio, middle towards outside, might push on and look for handy spots. But Yulong January looked comfortable leading at Ballarat last time, and I think he might be the one to take it up from the wide draw again.
How do you see the race unfolding?
Yulong January can run along at a good enough tempo for Widgie Turf. He was ridden close last time. He pulled up lame after that race. The race prior to that at the Valley in the Gold Star, he tracked Iconoclasm, just failed to nab him on the line, and his runs in the Toorak and the Rupert Clark were more than satisfactory to be really competitive here. Going to put him on top of 9, Galaxy Raider. He hasn't won for a long time. This is the first time he kicks off his campaign at 1,400 metres, but really liked his work in a jump out late at Pakenham on the synthetic. Yulong January, thought he was really good on the speed at Ballarat once he got out to 1,400 metres last time. He'll be there for a long way. And Amadeus, very similar run last year in the Gold Star at Moonee Valley before he stepped out and won this race. He hasn't won since winning this race last time. His 1,600 metre record is good. Just hoping that the stars are aligning for him again too, to fill a top four spot. But I think Widgie can find the winner's circle for the first time this prep today. 1, 9, 4, and 3.
1, 9, 4, and 3. Oh, if you had Galaxy Raider on top, I could find a thrill seeker all up for you. But 1, 9, 4, and 3 from Brendan. How are you seeing the second last, Dean?
Yeah, I'm going with Widgie Turf also, Warren. I think he just had an uncharacteristically off day last start. He was keen going to the start. He jumped well and then over-raced in the run. I think with the good speed on here, he can relax and get back to his usual rhythm, and I'm happy to think that he'll bounce back. I think Ken's Dream's ready to do something. He's had a couple of runs in. They took him to the Valley for a gallop on Monday. I thought he looked pretty sharp in that gallop, ready to do something, third up off a spell. Yulong January ran them into the ground last start and ran well. Not as well suited under this weight scale, but he'll give a good sight for a long way. And Turn the Tide, I think, probably could have gone close to winning first up at Ballarat. He's got a 1,400-metre win at Caulfield to his credit. 1, 2, 4, and 7.
When you're assessing a race like this, the set weights and penalties, how much emphasis do you place on the fact that Widgie Turf's 103 rater and the next highest rated horse in the race is a 92, and he's only 2 kilos off that horse? So he's obviously well treated at the weights. How important is that?
Oh, well, I think you've got to take it on merit that, you know, whether he's 103 and sliding or he's holding that sort of rating, and he's been around that mark for a fair while. So I think it's an important factor. I think he's proven that he's the best horse in this race, and he's just got to come out and do it today.
Handicapper says he's clearly the best horse in the race. Gator, how do you see it?
It's a pretty good place to start, I would have thought. You know, the fastest athlete in any race will probably win you a lot of money. He is a ripper. Clear for Giffile last time. No wins this prep, but he's been placed in a Group 1, a Rupert Clark. Probably the best weighted horse all day. Ignore the 61, as you've referenced. In saying all that, I'm tipping Yilong generally narrowly to beat him. His fresh run was better than it looked on paper. Went to 1,400. Ballarat, he raced away from Bravo Tango. Was coming off a nice win at Flemington. He's got former in Rainier and Wild Planet. So I think it's good enough here. And he'll have a head start on Widgie, who's a live danger. Ruben Blur, terrific win last time out to 1,400. He sort of eased up late. Look, he can't claim here, as we know. So he only gets 4 kilos off of Widgie. And Galaxy Raider resumes. Look, he can run some slashing races fresh. He can run some freak sectionals. He's in my wider quaddie. 4, 1, 10, 9.
Yeah, I'm with Widgie Turf to bounce back with excuses last start. And yeah, he's the best horse in the race, as the handicapper says, and he's not that badly treated. Race 8, I'm with 1 ahead of 4, 9 and 7. Pakenham Cup Day winds up with a benchmark 78 over 1,000 metres competitive field with the only scratching number 13, Tiara Star. And Quinny, what are the punters doing here?
Backing Propel in the lucky last, Warren, has been a beaten favourite the last three times she stepped out on a racetrack, but hopefully can bounce back here. 440 all the way down to 320. Heads the market now from Art Gladiator, a $6 second elect. Race Dream, $6.50. Wise Hero, $8.50. There has been money at longer odds for the 7, Ben Hercules, who's been 11 into $8.50, back to 9. Celtic Blast, 11. Kalashani Lad, an $11 chance. But the money continues for the favourite in the lucky last, number 12, Propel.
What sort of a run is Propel likely to get, Gainer?
Oh, I think they'll find their feet. I mean, best win last prep was an outstanding one when they finally rode her semi-cold and then was very good again after that and then sort of trailed off. I thought the first up run was okay without raving by any stretch. But look, it's not a deep benchmark 78 and she's got a bit of class about her. She was terrific second up last prep and then referenced that Caulfield win third up. I thought Kalashani Lab was the one over the odds. They went back fresh in the listed race. Did run on well, 2 lengths off Viridine. You know, beat key rival Ray's Dream here before the spell at 1,000 metres and has won twice second up. So I thought coming up for double-figure odds was probably the wrong price against Propel. And Ray's Dream, of course, hugely competitive with Kalashani Lab last prep. Wasn't in the best part of the track that day and only went down narrowly. So not a lot between those two. Greetings, Ned. I don't know about gate one. Resumes here, but that Southern Lad form, I don't mind for this. And it's come up a big price as well. 2, 12, 8, 11.
2, 12, 8, 11 from Gator in the last. Dino, how are you seeing it?
Yeah, I'm tipping one at a bit of odds here, Warren, in Ben Hercules first up from a spell. He was in a very strong trial recently at Flemington. Thought he did enough in that trial. He resumes as a gelding. He's a four-time winner at 1,000 metres, so he's got obviously a good record at the trip, and I thought he could run well here first up ahead of 8 Ray's Dream. Likewise, has trialled well on the synthetic at Pakenham recently, has a very good fresh record yet to miss a place and a good record at the trip. I think she can run well. Vane Stream's a horse I've always had time for, and I think this is his best go at 1,000 metres and drawn out. I think it really suits him. Been freshened up since Maui Cup Day and jumped out well with Spirit of Aquata recently, and Propel there with a chance. Her first up run was quite sound, and she'll be competitive. Deep Before is the other one I'll be putting in the quaddy. 7, 8, 9 and 12.
Your thoughts on the last, Brendan?
Steering away with Wise Hero here. He's first up off a really long break. The draw isn't great for him. He's got a good fresh record, though, and I liked a recent jump out of his at Cranbourne recently. Covered a fair bit of ground there and really looked to be in good order heading towards his first up run. To beat number 7 in Ben Hercules, first up from a break. He's now a gelding, as Dean outlined. He went to the line with Trekking and Wagner in a jump out at Flemington recently in preparation for this. He can give a good account of himself. Loves 1,000. In for third is at Propel. I think she had her chance to probably win fresh, but she's come on from that run you would expect. And then Ray's Dream has jumped out well at Pakenham and yet to miss a top three in her 4 fresh runs. 3, 7, 12 and 8.
Go round the table to see how we wrap up today. We'll start with you, Gator. What's your play of the day, or the way you're playing Pakenham your best, and if there's anything else around Australia with your vast network of form study that you can steer us into?
That's a long question. My best, race 3, number 7, Neighbourhood, for the reasons outlined. Best value, we'll go race 6, number 1, Fitzcraft. There's a couple I don't mind at a price, as you've heard, but we'll label it as the value, 6 by 1, Fitzcraft. And Best in Sydney comes up late. Race 9, number 4, Outrageous. Hard luck story last time, and he can hit back.
Great work, Gator. Good luck today.
Thanks, mate.
Dino, how are you playing today?
I'll know my fate fairly early, Warren, I think. I like Each Way, race 2, number 6, Cape Riches, and I'm on board with Gator with race 3, number 7, Neighbourhood as the two best.
Any thoughts around Australia? I know you sometimes take a keen interest in the West Australian racing, the Kingston Town Classic today. Question without notice, do you have a thought there?
Yeah, I've got no real knock on the filly Tuscan Queen. The three-year-olds go so well in this race. She just got stronger as the race went on in the guineas, and I think... The spread in the market shows you that she's a $3 favourite, and second favourites, you know, or $3.10 she is at tab.com.au, and $8.50 to Best of Days. It's a fair spread in the market that she's going to get the money, I think. And in the Scahill, I'm giving a little chance at odds to Valor Road. I think he missed the start last week, and nothing went right for him in the Winterbottom. I like the wide draw for him. I think around $10, he'll give you a great sight.
Great work, Dino. Good luck today.
Terrific. Thanks, Warren.
Brendan Laney on Werribee Cup Eve. How are you seeing the Pakenham meeting?
I'll be another one, though. I'm a fade early race one, number 10, That Girl, and Kate Richards in the second. So hopefully we can get the day off to a winning start. And then, well, with the way my tips are, if they all land, the quaddie might pay anything. So so fingers crossed we can land a couple today.
You might be the king of Werribee by tomorrow if we get the right result today. My best, pretty much in sync with the boys and Shark. I thought race three, number 7, Neighbourhood, would be one of the better bets on the program. And race 4, number 13, Lynch Mob for me. We're racing at Pakenham. It's Cup Day. We're on a good four. The rail's in the true position, and fine weather throughout the day. If you're going to head to Pakenham, I'd suggest you get out there reasonably early. It's a narrow entrance to the track there. The traffic can bank up a bit. Doesn't hurt to get out there that little bit earlier. Get settled. Find your spot. It's a terrific place to go to the races. The team out there do a terrific job. And if you've got a runner there today, I'm sure Sue, Kate and Deb, a couple of those are part owners of Warning, who won the Derby. They'll still be on a high from there. They'll look after you very well. It's Pakenham Cup Day on the other side of the news with John Bowden. You'll have Brendan Delaney to take you through the winners all throughout Australia. And on the other side of that, we'll have Mickey Felgate and Matty Stewart to take you through the lead-up to Pakenham Cup Day.